Arvavas Zikin, Ashara Bahar, Mava Heaven. Four of us in Zikin. All four appear in the Chumash. That's why they're referred to as Avos. As an aside, we were looking last week at Rambam. Okay, the Rambam organizes the Avos in Zikin. You might have noticed the interesting terminology that he uses. He talks about Shor, he talks about Bar, he talks about Heather, and he talks about Shor, Bar, Heather, and Havara. Right. Shor, Bar, Heather, and Havara. What does that mean? So, the Mishnah has Shor, Bar, Mav, and Heather. The Rambam, if you follow the Makaris Mitzvudim, or you just look ahead to the Rambam later on, and you engage in the knowledge, the Rambam is using Havara is the Mishneic Hebrew word for lighting a fire. So Havara is Esh. That's number four. Bar is a bar. Shor and Hever, Hever is not what the Mishnah means by Hever. The Rambam uses the word Havara to mean lighting a fire, what the Mishnah calls Heather. What the Rambam uses the word Heather for is what the Torah calls Heather. Ki yaver ish sadeh okerem. When a person is mavir a sadeh okerem. It doesn't mean to burn it up. It means to bring his bi'ir, to bring his animals. Kishilach has bi'iro bi'er b'stei acher. His animals come and they do bi'ur. They consume. You can say something can be consumed with a fire, the way we usually do Vir Chametz. I'm sure many of you are aware, it's often thrown away, there's a sheet of the Baal Hamor that gets thrown around during the month leading up to between Purim and Pesach. The Baal Hamor holds you can do the kind of Vir Chametz by eating it. So whether that's an accurate or representation or misrepresentation of the sheet of the Baal Hamor exactly, it certainly is true that Biur means to destroy, sometimes through combustion and fire, but sometimes through other things. And the Chumash Mishpatim is eminently clear, Uvi'er b'stei acher means your animal is consuming someone else's field. I think as Gemara says, Uvi'er is shame. So the Rambam is using Heather to mean what the Torah calls Heather, which is an animal eating, shame v'rego. Rambam uses Shor to mean Karen, he uses Heather to mean shame v'rego, then Bar is Bar, and Havara is lighting a fire. And that probably, besides the fact that the Rambam is fascinating in of itself, the fact that the Rambam is, the way in which the Rambam is attuned and sensitive to the language of Chumash and to conveying to us the language of Chumash, repackaging the language of Chumash, it also probably is a simple answer to a difficult Rashi. In the beginning of the Mishnah, then from this we'll spend a minute on that, then we'll move on to the heart of the Mishnah you spent Seder on. Rashi says, "Be so Avra Avos Nezikim," he defines Avos that we spend time on. Hashar Vabar, he spends time on the Seder of Hashar and Bar. Mave, he says, Mefarish B'Gemara, because after all, the Gemara is going to have a machlokas, as we saw in Daf Gimel, Daf Dalet, whether Mave is Shein or Adam. And then finally, he says, Hever, he says, Eish. So some get very worked up about, what do you say, Kisei Tzei Eish? Hever is Eish. Of course, Hever is Eish. But what do you have to put the Pasuk for? What does he put in the Pasuk? There can be different ways of looking at it, but for the simplest explanation of why Rashi needs to put the Pasuk, is not only because, as he told us already, obviously those things which appear in Chumash, but because that's coupled with the fact that it's not necessarily self-evident what the word hever even means. Hever could also mean shame. Witness the fact that, in fact, the Rambam does use the word hever to mean shame based on the language of the Chumash. The language of the Chumash by Eish does not, is kisei tzei Eish. That's why Pashup Shat and why Rashi needed to add hever kisei tzei Eish to tell you hever means Eish. It appears in the Chumash as Kisei Teish. Hever does not mean shame. It doesn't mean Hever. The Mishnah is not using the word Hever the way the Chumash used it. And I got excited. I saw subsequently that the Birkas Avraham. Birkas Avraham is now he's retired. From decades, the Magid Shir in Kol Torah in Bayit Dagan. I think he probably has. He has had many Talmidim over the decades in his Shir, but perhaps even more through the Sfar, the volume. Birkas Avraham. Next year, two. There's a single volume of Kama, but there are two rounds. Madur Kama, Madur Ba, Madur Tanyan. Okay, he gave Shir again. Later on, he just worked through the Masechta again and added more. So I believe this is the opening comment in Madur Tanyana of the Birkas Avraham Bava Kama. He makes this point that the reason why Rashi needed to quote the Pasuk is because it's not obvious what we already assume. Yeah, Hever Midesh, because what Rashi told us. And because as you read the Mishnah further, it becomes clear that Lo Harei is Shar Mave Bar Eish. We swapped out the word Hever for Eish. So we know the answer. Hever is another way of saying Eish. But it's not necessarily self-evident. We know it because Rashi told us. Rashi says you should just know we're using the word Hever, but really it's a reference to the Pasuk. He says to Eish. Again, it's evidenced by the Rambam that the word Hever, what the word Hever means is a little bit ambiguous. Okay. Then the Mishnah moves on. You told me there are four paragraphs in the Torah, Shor and Bar Mav and Hever, four references to Nezer. Lo Rea Shor, Rea Mav, Rea Mav, Rea Shor. Rashi goes on to explain, well, but I couldn't learn one from the other. You might wonder, and that's what we started talking about last week, that's striking. And it's very rare to have in Chumash so many separate parallel cases of the same basic din. And it makes you wonder, why do you need so many for? Could I just have one? But figure out the rest from that one, expand the rest from that one. Could I have two? Expand the rest from that two. When the Torah talks about Shabbos Aveda, it doesn't list every possible item a person might have lost. It gives me a sampling, I understand, to expand it through using the power of drashas. Through using Mamotzinu, Tzad HaShavet, Kal Prakukal, various drushes, many of the drushes serve to either through the technical use of language or just conceptualizing, we can generalize specifics in Chumash, we understand that they're not the entire case, they're examples of the case, examples of the larger category to which the din applies. So, why does Tara have to give so many? Well, that's what the Gemara of Mishnah comes to answer. No, you can't learn Shor from Mava, you can't learn Mava from Shor, and the Gemara will explain specifically, depending on what you think Mava is, that's one thing the Gemara does. And that Sugya, we saw at the very beginning of the Mava Sugya, Machlok is Rav Shmuel, how you define Mava, part of what the Gemara does is, well, according to Rav, what's the Kula and Chumra of Shor versus Adam, and according to Shmuel, what's the Kula and Chumra of Shor, which is either Karen or Regel, versus Mav, which is Shem. Okay, the Mishnah does not make it explicit. If the Mishnah would have made it explicit, then we would not have Machlokas, but Mav. Okay, the Mishnah doesn't make it explicit. Rashi says it's relatively easy, one-to-one, it's easy to find the differences. And then we say, if the Torah were written both Shor and Mav, I still wouldn't have known Eish. Why? Because those two are one. And therefore,
the question is,
presumably the point is, if Torah told me that if my shor is mazik, I have to pay, you say, yeah, of course, in that case I have to pay. I would say, just because I have to pay by a shor where it's more obvious, I'm more obviously chayiv, there's more svara to be culpable, to be liable if my shor does, than if my fighter does, because after all, my shor is alive. Now that, if you stop and think about that for a moment, is not at all a self-evident svara. As a matter of fact, as we talked about the other day, we could have made a very strong argument the opposite. Who's to blame for the fire? The fire? Who's Mr. Fire? Me! I'm the only sentient being who's involved here, who's no material conscious other than mine. But the animal, I say, look, yeah, it would be right that, you know, if the Torah would have told me Eish, then you have to say, yeah, just because the Torah says I'm chayv an Eish, mehecha teisim chayv my animal. After all, my animal reason to be putter is because Yesh v'ruach chayim. It hasn't, it's alive, it's acting on its own volition. You can't, I'm not liable, it's liable. If anything, it's more of a chiddush than Shara is chayav. The Torah does say that chiddush. Even though it's not me, it's it, but I'm liable for my animal's behavior.
Understandable chiddush, but a chiddush, and presumably more of a chiddush than the fact that Eish is chayav.
But to say that Ruach Chaim is a rationale to be more likely to be chayav is difficult. Maybe they should be the reverse. Shor and Mav is chayav, even though it has Ruach Chaim, it's still chayav. Kal v'chomer shmechayav an Eish, where it's all me. Kal v'chomer shmechayav an Bar, where it's all me. No? Very strange. The Mishnah assumes, as a given, and as Mr. Mamish, like I said the other day, this is the first Svara in the second Bava Kam. So we just said Dinam, the first Svara is Ruach Chaim. The first Svara seems upside down. We have to put ourselves upside down to figure out why this Svara is in fact right set up.
We have to figure out, well, what's the Mishnah driving at?
That Ruach Chaim is a Svara Lachamir, a Svara Lachayiv. I would have thought that Ruach Chaim should be a Svara Liftor, a Svara Lahakim. I'm off the hook because it's alive, so it's the animal's fault. It can't sue an animal. But that seems like more of a tzad lahakel than a tzad lahakel there on the mazik.
So that's our problem. So let's put that question aside for a moment. We'll return to it.
And turn our attention to what seems like an unrelated question, and not only unrelated, but seems like it's a very peripheral question. There's Tosfos and Rashba. There's more than one famous line in this Tosfos, and maybe we'll get to more. But for now, let's look at the very end of this Tosfos. Diras lo vilo. Not diras lo lo, diras lo vilo. Vilo ze vze. So, ketzas kashim. It's a little bit difficult. It's funny that Tosfos thinks it's only a little bit difficult. Ketzas koshas is Tosfos. Mashma da onshimam min adin. It seems that from our Mishnah da onshimam min adin. Again, what does that mean? Let's back up for a moment. There is a rule, as we were talking about the other week, there is a rule of ein onshim min adin. The Gemara derives a makas and elsewhere from Sukkim that you cannot give Mises Bezin. You cannot even give Malchus unless the Torah says that this case is forbidden and specific that this case deserves this onish. I can't say, well, if the Torah said you have Misa in case A, all the more so you should have Misa in case B, so let's give capital punishment to the guy who violated B. No. Ain't onish min adin. You cannot give an onish based on a din. Again, in our terminology, a din means a halachic fact. But when the Tanoim, particularly in the context of Medrash, use the term din, it means not the end result, the halacha, but the derivation. Either means a drasha in general, or means a kal v'chomer in particular. Like v'dinhu. V'dinhu, ma, isn't it a kal v'chomer? V'dinhu, isn't it a din? Because again, in the language of Medrash, din means a kal v'chomer, or in general, a drasha. So, ein onshin min hadin means you cannot give a punishment based on my logical inference. I have to actually say, v'chayim nisa here. I can't say, well, v'chayim nisa this case, v'chayim nisa that case, doesn't work. Then the question is, that's true by onshin haguf. By onshin haguf. Misa, malchus, how about mamon? We're going to make you pay for what you did. So can we say, well, the Torah says in case X, you have to pay for what you did, all the more so in case Y. So what's the implication of our Mishnah? Can we or can't we? We can. Why? Right, because the whole premise of the Mishnah's Kasha is we really should have learned one from the other. Why do I have to write all of them? Ah, you know why do I have to write all of them? Because the drushos break down. Here's why the drushas don't work, because this is Ruach Chaim, this is a halakha mazik, but fundamentally, it is darshanable. You're not in a din-free zone. Mamon is a field that allows for drushas. It happens to be that these drushas, though specifically, happen not to work.
But if I could work on a Kal V'Chomer without a Pirka, you would have to pay based on the Kal V'Chomer. And so that's the underlying premise of our Mishnah, and of the Mishnah's unspoken question is, of course, Oshin Mamon Min Hadin, assuming you can get a workable, logical Kal V'Chomer Mamatzinu. The problem is, why are we belaboring the obvious? Because the Mechilta disagrees. See what the Mesaras HaShas says. Important change. The Mechilta. In our case, it's the Mechiltin. Mechiltin is the wrong word, so I changed it. Mechiltin would mean our Masechta. It does not mean our Masechta. It means the Mechilta. What's the Mechilta? So we have Midrashay Halacha on the Tanam, the early Amaron, wrote the Drashim on all the five Kumash. On Bereshit, they wrote Midrash Agada, but Bereshit is Zama Kol Agada. And that's what we call nowadays the Bereshit Rabba. And on Shavos, by Yikra Vidbar Gavar, which have Agada, Rabot, Se Halacha, they wrote Midrash Halacha on more than one. On the name Mechilta is a name for the mention Halacha or Midrash Halacha on Shavos. And we have Sifra on the Yikra and Sifre on the Midbar and Gavar. There are other Midrashim that are later. But these are very ancient midrashim. And the Chilta, from the Tanakh, the Chilta, the Medrash on Shmos, on the Shvatim, says, Yifta, and the Torah by Bar says, what? The Torah by Bar says, if you uncover the manhole in the street, this is our father's son, animal falls in and gets injured, person falls in, or if you actually went out to the street with a shovel, you broke ground and you left an open pit. You opened it, you uncovered the pre-existing pit, or you made your own. What should the Torah have said? I'm chayv for just uncovering the pit that someone else made. Kal V'Chomer, I actually made the whole pit from scratch. Right? You're just telling me that I'll know on my own here. So the Mechilta says, what's going on? You see, from here, says the Mechilta, apparently, there ain't no such thing as having to pay because of a Kal V'Chomer. And that's why it's a very nice car, it's a beautiful Kal V'Chomer. I have no logical fear from Kal V'Chomer. I cannot explain why, no, from a different perspective, you're more likely to be chayiv on uncovering than on thinking. No, it's a great Kal V'Chomer. But this era halacha, Kal V'Chomer that are irrelevant, unacceptable, void. That's what the Mechilta says. The Mechilta says, what's going on? The Mechilta has a rule, they don't show up in a din, the very first mission in Sefer Nezikin totally ignores that. For the very first mission, Sefer Nezikin is premised on, if we can figure out a valid Kal V'Chomer, then we have to pay. It happens to be that these Kal V'Chomers all have pirkas. The Tzara Shabbos all have pirkas. And the Chilta isn't dealing with pirkas on the Kal V'Chomer. The Chilta is saying, don't even start with your Kal V'Chomer. They don't, the same way, Ein Ochen Menadin by Misa by Malchus, Ein Ochen Mamon Menadin. Which one is? That's a pretty basic question. We're about to start learning Ezekiel. How does it work? How do the numbers work? With Kal V'Chomer? No Kal V'Chomer. And understand, when I say this is a fundamental question, Rav Shimon Shkaf in the Shaar Yosher, we've had the great opportunity to take a peek at one piece of Shaar Yosher. Throughout Shaar Yosher, one of the recurring motifs is that Mishpatim, in Imamanis, Seichel plays a much more prominent role. Logic plays a much more prominent role in Nezikin than in Moed or Kachin. In Imamanis is different than Yisra Hatcher. Mishpatim is different than Chumri. And he works a lot with that. He takes that sort of like the part of the underlying philosophy of the halacha of Din Imamanis. And he has a lot of applications for it. But Seichel and logic, and you think about it, but in the Babas, in your first introduction to the Babas, Babas is so much more svara in the Gemara than the Babas than elsewhere. So the question is, yeah, the Mechilta says the svara plays no role. It's a pretty fundamental question. Can you make drushes? And the Babas says,
Can you make logical inferences in the world of the Amamis? Can you ever pay money because I had a sar, because I had a drush? Well, this case is similar to that case. Or no, you can't compare anything. Everything has to be in the chumash. It's a pretty fundamental question. And what do you do after the filter versus the Mishnah? What's Tosis' answer? Tosis said something. What was it? How does something answer the question? What does Tosis say? That's better. What does Tosis say? Tosis says, well, however, the Perek Hapara, formerly our Perek, Perek Hapara, waited by the Kama, Darish Lele Toshach Bina. The Gemara, if you look at that in the test, the Gemara is going to explain. There are other ways of interpreting that pasuk. The Zilta saw in that pasuk. Obviously, you know Shemam and Adin, but the Gemara and the Tess will have other approaches. No, you're right. You really could have left out Ki Yifred. But the Torah adds Ki Yifred in order to teach me. This did not teach me. I did different details of Zilta's bar that we learned from Ki Yifred. That is an answer. How is that an answer? Well, how do you just answer the question?
There is a question.
Why?
Because there's no principle.
The Mechut says there is. But the Mechut says there is.
Okay.
Oh, right. And until now, we thought it's a kasha, but now the pasuk, the pasuk is obviously, as the Mechilta points out, obviously assuming Rosh Hashanah. The answer no, it's an achokes between the Bavli and the Mechilta. Or to raise the stakes even more, it's an achokes between the Mishnah and the Mechilta. The Bavli explains how the Mishnah would, how the Mishnahites would have read that pasuk, but the Mishnah itself is already secreted with the Mechilta. Tosa takes it up on other days. Also a little bit on Giramasva Abol. Okay, so that is that seems to be the approach of Tosa. Excuse me, I'm sorry, not on days. Tosa takes up later on Italian, a little bit on other days. Tosis of the Feirish, as it did here, that he says that the Ein Onshin Menadin after the Gufa, but the Nemono Onshin Mon Menadin, and I think that's he's been working through the Gemara and Machis. And not tonight, they will do the Gemara and Machis, it seems to hang together in a good system. So that's Tosis' answer is, in a Hanami, there is a Machlok in the Mishnah on the bottom of the one hand, and the Chut on the other hand, whether Onshin Mamon Adin or Ein Onshin Mamon Min Adin. As you saw that now, you look at the Rashba, so the Rashba, another one adds a little bit more fuel to the fire, because he points out not only is it the Mishnah, not only is it the Mishnah very good, not only is it the Mishnah that clearly implies that you could make drushes, not only convert the knife, he points out there are a number of Gemaras that assume that as well. A number of Gemaras that assume that that you can make drushes. So, on that day, then further on, but the Rashba has a very different type of answer. So let's do, work through the Rashba's answer somewhat differently. I enjoyed the Masa Matza that I got to have with many of you during Seder about how to read this Rashba, and let's take a look today. The truth is, the Rashba drops a bomb, and I ask you to start from the middle of the Rashba, just like I start from the middle of the Tosfos. The beginning of the Rashba drops a bombshell, which we will believe never come back to. But for now, let's start from the Kashya Lach, from the bottom of the Amud Vav, from the center of the Tosfos. The Rashba days of days, the Rashba Abba Bibu Kuberes, the E Kashya Lach. I'll have the Kashya. What's your kasha? The mashmin option after is you can be again. It seems like not that ain't on shred then even by the zikun, even by the zikun. Not only by Misa, not only by Mamon, even when we're punishing you by paying money, rather than something happening to your body, but then to your person, even with merely financial punishment, still, ain't on shred then. Ain't on shred after the zikun then. How do you see? I mean, the filter. Here it does say the filter properly. Tanya. Making drushes to expand care. The star when Lee says Tosfos, because you said the Rashba, right? Tosfos said, in a kind of filter says it, but the mission about it disagree. Rashba wants to make shalom. The truth is, I mentioned to you a few minutes ago that Shimon Shtrap sees the world of the ominous as being even more logic focused than other areas of halakh. The truth is, to say that the Mechilta holds that you know Shemam ben Adin is a major issue. That means Mechilta is a fundamentally different approach to how to learn the Imamanis for the Bavli and Shayas. This is a fundamental Machlokas HaTanayim is Shimon right or wrong, and that's a little anachronistic. So I say Mechilta is a thing where Shimon Shtab is right or wrong, Shimon Shtab lived a century ago, and on the close to two millennia. But you hear what I'm saying. To say that the incredibly broad-based Machlokas, whether you look at Unimamanis, is super logical or utterly not logical. Purely Xeris, totally Xeris and Kasimori.
It's a little surprise. Tosfos answer is a little surprise. As an aside, Tosfos answer also requires, Tosfos answer is Pesach. Because if Tosfos, according to Tosfos, if the filter really holds, then Anil and Shemamanis did across the board, so then, let's open the Mechilta. It means you should not find a single Kal Vachomer or Tana Shavet or Ramatidu in the world of Dini Mamas. Is that the case or not the case? That's quite a whopping hypothesis. That's a major statement.
Amash, the Mechilta post, yes, the Mechilta all day long from Ramatidu. The Bobby doesn't hold it, the Mishnah doesn't hold it, the Mechilta does.
Wow.
Wow. That's my statement. Logically, it's an incredible finish. Conceptually, from a Rav Shimon standpoint, and just in terms of like, they should have implications all over the place. So Rashi says, no.
Rashi says, Tosfos wants to say, Machlokas HaTanan, no Machlokas. Take it easy. Rashi says, Mechilta holds like the Mishnah, Mechilta holds like the Bavli, there's no Machlokas. Mechilta, it might be a Machlokas about how you read that particular pasuk. The Mechilta is not engaging in a wide-ranging fundamental Machlokas. In one little detail. The Stavrali Dlamer came Ella Benizke Bar. The Rashi read it before, said maybe it's just Nizik. It's not all Dina Mamas, it's Nizik. By the way, why did he say that? Maybe because the language was ocean. The fact that I have to pay back my debts, if I borrowed money, I pay back. The fact that if I hired you, I have to pay your salary. The fact that I bought something, I'm trying to get to pay back. That's not an onesh. That's probably Tzia. I owe you money. I pay. Even from the outset, the Rashi already limited it to Nezikin. But Nezikin, probably because Nezik you could understand as an owner, I did something wrong. Interesting. Given that in mind. I see, already from the outset, when you even phrase the question, you're saying, well, it seems like by Nezikin ain't on Shabbat then, the answer is not all Nezikin. Limit it even further. Lo Amru Ken Ella Benizke Bar. This is the Rashba's suggestion. It's not really. This is what seems logical to me. It's only Benizke Bar. Why? They should who can finish. It is like a finish. What's a finish? You know what finish is. When Tosis is the Ibama, our chef was fond of quoting Tosis to the Gemara side of the Ibama, and when the Gemara used the term finish, a technical term, the world of drushes, finish doesn't mean a new fancy idea. I can write it as an article.
Chiddush means
a davar has yotze min hakal, a davar has sozer as hakal, an exceptional din. There's a general flow of how the din work. In this case, it's exceptional. This particular mitzvah breaks the mold. If it's a davar yotze min hakal, that's a chiddush. Some people say we wouldn't learn from the chiddush because it clearly doesn't work with the system. Bor is a chiddush. In other words, using the language of Tosfos Yavamis, it's a yotze min hakal. It's an exception. How is bar an exception? How is bar, in other words, uncharacteristic of Nezik in general? How many differences does the Rashba draw?
Three.
What's the first one? What is it?
Ain't
not going to last. Not mobile. It's stationary. Number two. Ain't no shalom. Have you all? Yeah, so a class of you shalom. He tells you helpfully in 65. If you are later on the Masechta, not Chavetz, you will see that quoted a number of times. The Gemara says that there are two things which really aren't yours, but we treat them, the halacha, in certain ways as though they are yours. Chavetz on Pesach, and because the Dabra, it sounds like something to us, you can't really own in the normal sense, something to us, you can't do anything with it whatsoever.
It's only first.
Oh, and yet, I'm chayiv for owning Chavetz, owning Chavetz, not owning the usual. So it's not really mine, but Torah considers it l'chumra as though it's mine. The other one is, as you said, barbush is rough. I go into the street with a shovel, and I break ground, and leave a big pit. And I go out with a crowbar, it's more practical. We don't have dirt streets. I go out into the street with a crowbar. I'm in a nasty mood. I go out with a crowbar, and I pry up some of those squares of concrete, some of the pavement. I pry it up, and I leave a very dangerous, make a big mess there, I dig into the soil, and it's mamish now, guys are walking down the street, a dog be walking down the street, boom, fall to the bar. It's not wide sidewalk, it's a municipal sidewalk. Not wide, it's just a rabbit. And yet, I'm sorry, in other words, we talk about nizke mamon hamazik. This isn't really mamon hamazik. My animal bit, that's mamon hamazik. Even a fire maybe is mamon hamazik. But the bar is not mine at all. I create the problem, but I don't own the material. There's no matter here which is wrong. I took someone else's material, I took public streets, and I made them dangerous. I created the problem, I don't own the stuff. So number one, bar doesn't move. Number two, a bar is not really mine. And number three, the victim came to the damager. Normally, the dog goes ahead and bites the mailman. The mailman doesn't stick his leg inside in between the cow and the dog's jaws. The dog runs over to the mailman and bites him. Right? Aish isn't like, yo, I had a fire in my fire pit and my neighbor came by with his haystack and stuck it into my fire pit. No. My fire went and found his haystack. All of a sudden, here by the bar is just there, and you victim walked right into it. Oh, the three differences. Frek Tony Benevitz, Frek Akiva, one second. I said to several of you earlier this morning, if you want to ask me what's the difference between cookie dough ice cream and warm chocolate chip cookies? I'll tell you three chilukim. Number one, ice cream is shahat. Number two, the ice cream is freezing cold. Number three, the ice cream has a different bracha. You say number one and three the same thing. Saying shahakal means a different bracha than the quickly term. So they say no, what Tosfos just did, Rashba just did. Right? The first difference, the middle difference number two is unique. It's not really mamon hamazik. It's interesting. Right? That's separate from everything else. But the first one, the last one, the hard just rephrasing. It's not darbar lev bahazik, even as it comes to mazik. Well, if the bar is stationary, obviously it must be the nizik walked over to the mazik because the mazik can't walk. The bar is a mazik without feet. Well, they're just rephrasing. Yes, so I understand.
think?
Yeah. You say that the Rashba holds that Torah Shadiva Bo Torah is a Bor and Yor Ashust in the immediate area around the Kafkar. He's not saying that it's the fact that the Nizak came to the Mazik, it's the fact that the Nizak was wandering around the property of the Mazik, meaning the guy who does the Bor.
Yes, but we're talking about the totality of all Bor and Yor. And also, he just got finished saying that it's not really my mom at all. It sounds like the paradigmatic case he's talking about is that it's not at all my mom. You don't get the impression he's only talking about that situation. And anyway, yeah, so it sounds like Barbara Shazam.
So it is Barbara Shazam.
Horrible. This is a problem. It's a funny rush. We understand where he's from these two or three differences. He says, "Oh, since let's finish the Rashba's logic. Since Bar is a Chiddush, since Bar is so unique and different, it's so unique and different that I can't transfer any dinim within Bar, or maybe not even from Bar to elsewhere. That's why telling me Hosea would not have told me Korah." Because Bar is so fundamentally unlike any other Nezek. So it doesn't play by the rules. It's a Kiddush. It's Yotze in that club. So once it doesn't play by the rules, we have to, the rule is, if something breaks the rules, we have rules for them too. El Chabo, El Chidusha. All you have is a Kiddush. I can't start extending, because this is exceptional. I can't say, oh, here, let's general, let's make a rule out of this. It breaks the rules. It's exceptional. So the Rashba said, then let's the Rashba's answer, and then let's circle back to what's troubling us about the Rashba. Rashba's answer is, again, unlike Tosfos, who said, indeed, we have a Machlokas HaSugis here, which is not usually the portion Tosfos usually takes. Tosfos says, in a phenomenon, the Machlokas is one way, the Mishnah and Mishnah, the Bible is all the other way. Rashba says, no, everyone agrees. The Mechilta is not disagreeing fundamentally with anything else, because the Mechilta still sounded like it's talking about all of Dinei Mamonos, or at least all of Nezikin. It's really only talking about this K-Bar. Very, very narrow and specific. Just Bar, why the Bar is the Chiddush, and the Chabo is the Chiddush. So don't worry, nothing else is impacted outside the world of Bar by this Mechilta. The Tosfos thought this Mechilta is changing everything, the Tosfos the Mechilta has broad application. The Rashba says, no. It is not a bar like it only applies to the bar. So the Mishnah and the Bar you're talking about, Shar and so on and so forth, the bar is different. So at least the Mishnah, they may still be Gevaras. They definitely are specific Gevaras that disagree with certainly the one that holds the bar in the past is a different drasha from the Pasuk. But the Rashba says, only the word that don't have a they're not all at odds with the Mechilta. The Mechilta is not making this broad, speaking point. The Mechilta is only talking about a part. The problem is,
what do you do with what's a part?
The problem is, what do you do with the Rashba's Shnayim Shehem Shalosh? Somehow he repeated one of those traditions. What was he saying? Hold it, bar doesn't move, and the Nizak comes to the bar, rather than the bar going together. It sounds like those are somehow separable things. So I would suggest, what we'll see tomorrow, once you dive into the world of Ruach Chaim, is in this Rashba, in cracking this riddle, lies the key to figuring out what Ruach Chaim is all about, or vice versa.